A quiet crisis. That's how the Simon community has described the number of older people becoming homeless. The number of over 65s without a home has doubled in the past 5 years, from 122 in 2020 to 249 this year, according to figures from the Department of Housing. The Simon community is highlighting the issue at a conference in County Galway today, focusing on the challenge of homelessness in the elderly population. Among the organisations who have been highlighting this issue is Older People's Advocacy Group, Alone. And we can talk now to Alone's CEO, Sean Moynihan. Sean, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
The latest figures on people in need of emergency accommodation, they'll be published later this afternoon. And we do tend to think of this as being a problem primarily for the young. So tell us about the stories you're hearing.
Yeah, I think it's great that we're having this conversation. I think a lot of older people with housing issues have an awful lot in common with younger people and middle-aged people with older with housing issues. For us, last year we supported 44,000 older people across the country, and the third highest issue we deal with is housing. So what people may not realise is that the number of over 65s renting has gone up 83% in the last census. And that in some ways is the thin end of the wedge, because we know behind that more and more people are retiring into old age into private rented. Now, we all know at any age you could struggle to pay a rent. But if you've gone on to a fixed income and onto the state pension, or if you had a partner and you were bereaved, how would you pay the rent when you retire? So what is going to happen to this generation who is renting? So we have all the stories of couch surfing of older people, overcrowding, people being unable to pay rents, people knowing that if they ever leave their current rental accommodation, they'll never get back in, similarly to older people. And ultimately is there's a huge, a bigger wedge behind that of people in their 40s and 50s that are heading in this direction. Mm,
we all know the long-term solution. It's more accommodation. But in the shorter term, what are you suggesting?
Well, I think what we have is the first thing with anything to solve a problem is to name it. I suppose the government has plans in the programme for government to build 330,000 housing. And we're going to, like, the stats show that 25% of that needs to go to older people. With an ageing population, a smaller family size and an ageing population, you need to be building an awful lot more smaller houses around the country so people can buy and afford, you know, in earlier life and everything else is. And we're going to need new models of housing, like housing with supports. People out there, whether it's our colleagues in the homeless sector, like Simon, like ourselves, and like other approved housing bodies and councils, are doing the best. But really, it is about supply. But we need to focus on this supply, because ultimately, as you say, this is a quiet crisis, that the numbers, every indicator, the amount of over 70s on the social housing list, the amount of people in rented, it's all amount of people in homeless accommodation of older people is all constantly going up month by month. And ultimately, we need to plan to prevent it becoming a full-blown crisis.
Sean Moynihan, CEO of Alone, thanks for talking to us on the News at One.